thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and on Thursday, November 21st, starting at 6:30, the Mile High Community Band will be doing their fall concert. Ed Green is going to be narrating, and they're going to be in the auditorium at the Alameda International Junior and Senior High. That's going to be over on 1255 South Wadsworth Boulevard out in Lakewood. They're going to be doing a few different things. The Jazz Combo is going to play A Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie, Lover Man by Jimmy Davis. There's going to be The Chicken by Pee Wee Ellis. A lot of different things. And then the jazz band itself will perform Switch in Time by Sammy Nestico. So you don't want to miss it, but I want to get a little scoop on what's going on. We've got a long history with the Mile High Community Band and some other things. So in studio right now is Mike Lucas. He is the music director for the Mile High Community Band. So welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys have been around. There's a long history here, like 80 plus years. Is that correct?
It first started out as the Denver Junior Police Band in 1937 and served a number of young people for all of those years. It turned into the Mile High Community Band in 2001, and we still do business as the Denver Junior Police Band. Basically, we are the Mile High Community Band. It's grown by leaps and bounds, really has. It started off with the Denver Junior Police Band as sort of a youth marching band, played a lot of marches and stuff, a lot of community things, you know, back in the day, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It has grown now to the point where we have two jazz groups, the intermediate band and the concert band, and it's become pretty successful.
Yeah, I see advertisements for, you know, things through Facebook, different things like that. So if I could just go back just for a minute, how did they start as the Junior Police Band? Were the police sponsoring them?
Yes, the Denver Police sponsored it, and they had an overseer from the police department that basically was part of the arts, and it continued that way all those decades, and finally, it grew enough that they decided to change it into a community band and started adding the jazz part to it, which we're particularly proud of because we have a jazz combo now, which may eventually split into two combos because we have so many people that want to be part of it, but it's turning almost into a second jazz band. Our jazz band now has 8 trumpets, 9 or 10 saxes, 5 trombones, 6 trombones, something like that. We're playing some pretty tough stuff. We're playing a Kenton piece called Decoupage, which is all in 5/4. We're playing 2 bassy tunes, one being both written by Sammy Nestico, and we've got some good soloists and people who are very enthusiastic about the jazz part of the program, as well as the concert band, which is becoming very large as well.
Okay, now I know that you are the one, you conduct the jazz band, and then it's Richard Mongrain?
Rick Mongrain does the intermediate band and the jazz combo.
Okay.
I do the jazz band and the concert band.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how do you all decide on, we're going to play this selection, that selection?
It's totally up to the directors.
Oh, nice. Okay. But you're one of the directors, right? You're the music
director. I am the director.
Okay, you're the music director. Okay, so is it something you hear something maybe, or maybe you have something in your library and you're like, I'd like to bring this out? Or?
Well, I've been playing for 55 years. I've been a professional musician for 45 of those 55, playing around town and things like that. And so I go by a lot of stuff that I have played before or conducted before and determine, what strengths I have in the bands. And Rick does the same thing. Mostly he does what's called a real book, where it's just a lead sheet, and then they come up with their own harmonies, and then everybody gets to solo in the combo. In the jazz band, it's pretty well structured.
For the jazz combo, you primarily play jazz standards.
Right.
And so there's a show that we have going on in the mornings. It's called Stories of Standards. It's hosted by Rodney. And
right.
So he picks out, Rodney, so things could be from the Great American Songbook. He's got, modern standards, different things like that. So is it something that catches your ear, do you think, for you all? Or,
I think it really boils down to what the director's preference is.
Okay.
We have our special tunes that we've always liked, and we want to impart those to. We've kind of become an educational institution as well, because these people, there are a lot of adults in this band, mostly adults, who some of them haven't picked up their horn in 20, 30 years. They just dust it off and they said, well, let's try it. And so we're introducing them to music that they may have heard way back when, but now they get to play it.
Okay. Well, I know a friend of mine, she's part of the band, my friend Julia Hall, and so she invites me a lot, but the one time that I went, when she invited me, there was a Star Wars theme one night, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, okay, so it's just interesting just the way, you know, honestly, because I'm like, this is a community band. So it actually, if you could elaborate a little bit on what a community band actually is.
Well, it's just as it says, whoever wants to join, mm-hmm. We have the intermediate band, for those who really are not quite sure if they can play still. Okay. And then Rick's job is to get them up to speed so that they can come up to the concert band and or the jazz band. And when they get even better in the jazz band, some of them go over to the combo because they'd rather improvise than just play structured stuff. And the concert band, again, sometimes we have a theme like the movie night with the Star Wars, Star Trek. In this coming concert on November 21st, we have a special work called Lincoln Portrait by mm-hmm. Aaron Copland. And Ed Green, who used to be the weather guy with Channel 4, and he works for another radio station right now, is the narrator for that. So it's become quite complicated and good music. That's the thing that we want to do, is to impart great music to the players and to the audiences.
Now, I've been over at Red Rocks, you know, I've been to, I can't remember, there was a few other venues, and so it seems like you will move around is it to meet the needs?
We have. Red Rocks has undergone a lot of renovations, so we're not so much there anymore. The last two, and now coming up the third time, we're going to be at Alameda mm-hmm. International Junior Senior, which is basically Wadsworth in Louisiana. And they've been wonderful to us, great acoustics there, and the kids are all there to help us. And we rehearse at Denver North High School, mm-hmm. but we perform at Alameda.
Okay, and wasn't there an engagement before at Edgewater, out in Edgewater?
We do support Edgewater in a senior center there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, but I think that's good, getting out and meeting the needs of the community. And so if somebody, because I when I was looking on your website, there is ways people, if they want to join or audition to join, how do they do that?
They go to the website, milehighcommunityband.org or N-E-T, net.
Okay.
And it'll direct you how you want to join. And it is a dues-paying thing, but we don't turn people away if they can't afford the dues. Mm-hmm. We have scholarships. And our concerts are free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. And we raise our money by SCFD funds and advertising in the program and donations.
Great.
In addition to the dues.
In addition to the dues, okay. And, you know, when I was looking at your website, it said the mission is to bring high-quality concert and jazz music.
That's what we strive to.
Yeah, there you go, and I think that's the thing. So are you finding that word of mouth is helping to get more and more people to come out and see you all, or how?
Yes, and it's funny because we get people that, say, move into the area
okay.
and want to find a community band, and they just do a little search. Sometimes they can find us on Craigslist, believe it or not. And otherwise, they just type in community bands in the Denver metro area, and we come up. And I'll bet you we add 1 to 2 new people a week who okay. come in and say, hey, I play this. Can I join? Can I come and listen? And absolutely, you know, come and join us.
Now, I know you do have the performance on November 21st, but I think isn't there a December 5th performance as
That'll be at Edgewater as well. We try and support the city of Edgewater. Our SCFD funds are Jefferson County. I think we would probably play anywhere that we were asked to, but we'd have to, you know, we've got a bunch of adults there with kids and jobs, and whether we can get enough people to, you know, do other than what we've already, you know, booked out could be a problem. But right now, we'll do whatever we can to get our message out to the people,
Great.
Our music.
Good. Yeah, no, and that's it about good quality music. So, you know, Mike, when I was talking with my boss regarding this, doing this interview, he was like, I like it. It's weekend warriors for the music. You know, you all have jobs, but you are still dedicated to music and, you know, giving the free performances throughout the community. So is that kind of hard for some of, you know, some of the members of the Mile High Community Band, you know, to juggle? Okay, you know, I've got rehearsals, you know, I've got my life, I've got my job, I've got my family. How is that for them to be able to do all that?
You're exactly right. It's a juggling. We've got some young people in there with brand new families. Some girls have to take off a concert because they're having a kid. We have two of my clarinet players who are getting their PhDs, have gotten their PhDs. Mm. So we've got everything as far as the gamut of people who play but enjoy playing so much that they're willing to give up some of their time, whether it be family or job, to be part of this group.
Great. Well, great group it is. And once again, if you are free on Thursday, November 21st, starting at 6:30, you are welcome to a free event that's going to be happening, once again, like we said, at the Alameda International Junior Senior High School, 1255 South Wadsworth Boulevard in Lakewood. The jazz combo, the big jazz band and concert, there's going to be a symphonic band that's going to perform. You can get parking off of Louisiana west of Wadsworth, so you basically, it's a free concert. It's going to be some great stuff. For all my jazz heads out there, please, you know, go and support, because it's great community band, Mile High Community Band, and they have great jazz music, just contemporary music, everything else. So,
and I will add one thing. I've been a sustaining member for many, many, many years of KUVO, and I encourage the jazz people especially to tune in to 89.3 all the time.
Thank you. Oh, okay, you can't get better than that, than the music director of Mile High Community Band giving us the endorsement. So thank you so much, Mike, for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.